in the psukim that you have in the sheets in front of you, which highlighted, if you see in the bold face, we are dealing here in these sheets with Pasuk Yud Beis through Pasuk Chaf Aleph. I deliberately stopped short because, number one, we won't have time even perhaps to do all of this for today. But also because the next Pasuk, B'Salechecha Tancha Isach, the Pasuk that is made famous because we use it in our Siyum, when we make a Siyum on a Masechta, is a world unto itself. So we stopped right before that. B'Neder, next time, we will continue with that. But here, the Biur HaGrah in these psukim has two fundamental, you might say, constructions, okay? Number one is very numerological. He's putting everything in terms of the mystical numbers, 10, 7, 3, 9, and it's an avoda. It's an unbelievably majestic construction. But for us simple people, it's an avoda to fathom the ins and outs of it all. It's not simple arithmetic, if you will, because the nuances and subtleties of the references and how he does these organizations becomes actually quite complex. The second aspect of the Biur HaGrah here is that he is perhaps more than usual referencing topics in Kabbalah and in Yonim that are very esoteric. Now, I make this point many, many times. If we are really learning Kabbalah, we can only learn with certain people. And as I always say, if a person wants to learn Kabbalah, he has to go to the mikveh first, just like when he's writing the Shemus Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Kabbalah is a very, very advanced connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just a limud. And therefore, to learn Kabbalah in the wrong way is mamish making charev the world. And it is making charev the world, by the way. But there is, in every aspect, and we learned this a long time ago, of Pirush, Drash, Remez, and Sod, all of the others. In other words, Pirush has within it Drash, Remez, and Sod as well. And Sod has Pirush in it. In the Pirush of Sod, you don't have the Drash and the Remez and the Sod of Sod. And I think that as far as the Pirush of Sod, it's how Sod connects to Nigla in a Nigla sort of way. You'll notice an interesting thing. They have the Biur HaGrah and Megillas Esther, for example. So there's a Biur HaGrah Alpi Nigla, and there's a Biur HaGrah Alpi Nister Alpi Sod. So you look at the Biur HaGrah Alpi Nigla, and you expect to find things that you're totally familiar with, because it's Alpi Nigla. And suddenly you discover that many things there seem to be Alpi Sod. But the Teretz is, there's a Nigla in Sod. And that's why many of the things that we learn, we really don't fully understand the implications of it. We don't really understand what they are merames to on a much deeper level. But on the superficial level, there is a limud. And there is the possibility of acquiring an insight and a knowledge and a comprehension which is relevant even to the Nigla and even to simple people such as we are. Therefore, I would like to begin with the Hakdama before we go into the Biur HaGrah himself, which is a very important Hakdama. The Das Tfunais of the Ramchal says the following words. Voidiacha inyon omoik bozeh. I am going to tell you something very profound, very deep. Vahu, ki hakovoit ha'elyon, hu ha'shoyre b'chol mokom. The kovoit, it's a very hard word to translate. Glory, honor, greatness, very hard to translate. Ki hakovoit ha'elyon, hu ha'shoyre b'chol mokom. It dwells and hovers over all of existence. V'hu ha'mechaye es kol ha'nimtzos. It gives life, force, to all that exists. Kol ha'nimtzos. V'heyir ha'kosuv. And the pasuk in Nechemia, pasuk, by the way, which we are familiar with, the pasuk says, V'ata mechaye es kulam. Ata mechaya es kulam. You are mechaya all of them. Mechaya es kulam. Va'ata mechaya es kulam. Va'alkei nema bishayohu. Meloi chol ha'aretz kvoida. Kadosh, kadosh. Meloi chol ha'aretz kvoida. Va'omnom. And now he says something very tragic. Avonos shel bnei ha'adam marchikim ha'kovoid min ha'tachtoinim. The averos that we do push away the kvod Hashem from the tachtoinim, from our world. For hu inyan shenemar, says the Ramchal, pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki im avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beineichem levein elokeichem. It is your sins provide a machitza between yourselves and your God, between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And lehefech, the opposite, of course, is also true. Hazuchuyos, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, the Torah that is learned, the avodas Hashem ben adam la'makom ben adam l'chaveray, mashkinim hakavod b'tachtonim. They bring the kavod back into the tachtonim. V'hu inyon v'shachanti b'socham. U'kvar amru chazal, he says, v'hinei hakavod atzmoy mis'ale u'misroimeim b'yoysoy shoychem b'tachtonim. He says a yesoid, that the kavod actually can be elevated or lowered depending upon our actions. U'kvar amru chazal, kol ma she'bora hakadosh baruch hu ba'olamoy loy bora ela l'chvodoy. You have this at the end of Pirkei Avos, and in Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Kol ma shebora Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamoy loy bora ela l'chvodoy. The pasuk koil anikra b'shmi l'chvodi yitzarti v'chvodi barosiv yitzarti v'afasisiv. Ubegolus, continues the Ramchal, ne'amar vayelchu v'loy choyach lifnei roidef l'fi shehoya hakoyach ha'elyon rochoik mehem. V'loy koyach doesn't mean that they lost their physical koyach. It means they lost that hashras hashchina because of their averis. Koyach ha'elyon is rochoik mehem. V'ke'inyon sort silo me'alehem u'behigoyel Yisrael ne'amar u'kvod Hashem olayich yizroch. Tzilom, their shade, their protection, that's Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem alayich yizroch. V'oz ha'kovod atzma yisroimem v'zeh poshut. So the pasuk of v'shachanti b'soichem that he brings is based on an idea that you find not just in the Sifrei Kabbalah, but also in Medrash Rabbah and Breishis Rabbah. In Breishis Rabbah, Perik Yotes, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire in the creation of the world was to be mashchin shchinasai betachtoinim, to dwell and inspire with his kavod the lower worlds, the worlds that we are in. And the purpose of the world is to be megale that shchina, to be megale that shchina. And that's why Shechina is always identified with the concept of Malchus. Of the 10 spheroids, the last of the spheroids is Malchus. There are 9 spheroids, and the last of the spheroids, the 10th one, is Malchus, is Shechina. And of course, Malchus by definition, suzerainty, authority, control, power, is a double-edged sword, as we find I mentioned in the name of the Gra, the difference between Melech and Moshel. Moshel is the same authority, but it's by force because it does not have the quality of recognition. Melech has the force and the recognition. The Hashras Hashchina comes with the Hamlocha, V'yitnu l'cha kesem alucha. And how do you give a kesem alucha? You give a kesem alucha by doing Torah mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. That's why, when we are thinking about Kvod Shamayim, Letaken Olam B'Malchus Shakai, and I've pointed this out many, many times, that only a Jewish civilization can cause the Tikkun Olam B'malchus Shakai of the whole world. Because the Shechinah B'tachtonim requires that kind of Shleimus. Now, in this Nakuda, that the entire world is a dwelling place for the Shechinah, but is compromised by the chatoim and the avonos of the people that are there, there is a corollary, which the Ramchal repeats in a number of places, that everything that goes on in the world is meant to provide and to create that nekuda batachtoinim. Everything is meant to create that nekuda batachtoinim. And when there is a positive outflowing of Torah and mitzvahs, the kvod shamayim is mizgalimor. La'asid lovay, when it'll be l'takin olam b'malchus shakai, there will be a perception of kvod shamayim that we don't even have the slightest asoga of. And that's what I always say, that the concept of true tikkun olam is a futuristic concept. And that's why it's in Alkein Nekave, and it is not in Oleinu L'Shabeach. So now, I think we are ready. Malchus is the Shoyresh B'tachtonim, says the Ramchal. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs for that Malchus has been provided us. We just have to make it happen. That's our Bechira. To push away the Shechinah, to push away the Gilui Kvod Malchusai, or to bring and elevate and inspire the world with Gilui Kvod Malchusai. And that is the tremendous nekuda of the idea of Malchus and Shechinah being the last sphera. Now we're ready for the Let us begin with that shtickle that I am referring to, and then we will work backwards. We will work backwards. Reference to the Pasuk Chaf. Netzor b'ni mitzvas avicha v'al titosh tairas imecha. Of course, it's almost identical to the Pasuk Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh tairas imecha. Except that the difference is that Shma is a proactive, positive thing. Come and listen. Toshma. And Netzor means to preserve. So now it's very interesting. There's almost no difference between the two. Because Netzor means to preserve what you've already received. And Al Titosh, don't abandon, means also preserve what you've already received. And yet in the one, it's Musar Avicha. And in the other, it's Tairas Imecha. In this particular case, it's Mitzvas Avicha. And Tairas Simecha. It's very interesting. So what is the meaning of this distinction in the Pasuk here, that they use the word Netzar to Mitzvahs Avicha and Al Titosh to Tairas Simecha? Zok de Goy. Tzar, this is the Tzar Mitzvahs Avicha Kvar Kasavti Shah Mitzvahs Einon Ela Bismanon. We learned this already in the past. The Goyin is very often mechalik between the open-endedness and the creativity aspect of Torah versus the closed-ended and fixed aspect of mitzvahs. You know, it's very interesting. There is a tendency in human beings to try to fix things that not only do not need fixing, but that cause harm and damage in ways that we don't always first comprehend. We're always trying to make mitzvahs more relevant. We're always trying to make mitzvahs more connected to us. So what do people who are not anchored in the idea that mitzvahs are forever and mitzvahs are permanent, and mitzvahs have halacha, mitzvahs have dinim, that there's a Shulchan Aruch, that there's a Mishnah Brura, that there's a Magen Avraham, They tried to make the mitzvah fit the door. They tried to make the mitzvah fit the person. There are mitzvahs that talk to me, and there are mitzvahs that don't talk to me. Why should I bother with mitzvahs that are an empty shell? They don't talk to me. I'd rather be involved in mitzvahs that talk to me. Now, if I have a mitzvah and it doesn't talk to me, what's the best eitzah? I make it talk to me. How do I make a mitzvah talk to me? By fitting the mitzvah to its time and to its place and to the person. You know, it's very interesting. We all wear talesim. There's an inyan called zekeli vanvehu. Avada, a dirty talis that has long since deserved to be relegated to the side. Avada, there's no halacha that if I wore that talis for years, I'm chuyev to wear the talis for the rest of my life. Zekeli vanveyu hisno'er lefonov b'mitzvahs. And the talis has to be nice. The talis has to be clean. The tzitzis have to look like they're not dragged on the floor all day long. But you'll notice an interesting thing, that with all of that, our talisim are essentially uniform. I wouldn't want to imagine that we would have this tremendous yearning and need to exercise our artistic sensibilities by providing ourselves with a talis that speaks to me, to my particular tchunais hanefesh, to my particular artistic sensibility. Zebuchai v'zebuchai. This one wants something more colorful. This one wants something more plain. This one wants something which is more regal. This one wants something which is more down to earth. And on and on. And as far as the tzitzis are concerned, maybe we could consult the halacha and see, can we dye the tzitzis? Can we color the tzitzis? Can we make the tzitzis from this material or that material? And you see that the halacha stops and even allows you some of this. But yet, Klal Yisrael, Yireyim Ushleimim, in all the dairis, never try to express their own unique personalities in their talesim. This is a phenomenon that comes from the street, from the outside, from another world, and it is not inherent to our sensibility. How do I know? Because the proof is in the Metzius. Klal Yisrael has standard talesim. You go to any shul and you have the same talis. What does this say? You know what it says to me, at least? It says to me that mitzvahs speak a language, a jargon, that does not reflect my individual personality, because I am not enough to identify and to construct the mitzvah. And even when something is mutar, I look to see how the mitzvah impresses upon me, not how I impress upon the mitzvah. I am not making the mitzvah my reflection. I want to be the reflection of the mitzvah. And that's a critical, critical nekuda. So when you speak about the idea of mitzvahs being constant, it's not just that mitzvahs are governed by halacha. Now think about Torah for a moment. In Torah, we are asked that our imaginations should soar. Even when it comes to a point where I see something different than my Rebbeim, it's critical how I express myself. But afilu avim l'ravim talmidoi denasu soinim oyevim zelazet. In the Milchamta Shel Torah, a child is allowed a certain leeway, a certain freedom, that he would never be allowed in a normal parlance in how he speaks to his father and how he addresses his father. When his father makes a mistake and the child has to correct him because it's a halacha issue, the child has to feel that he's mamish playing with fire. When it comes to a machloikis in the pshat of the Gemara and they get into a heated debate, the child himself is a shtick fire. And then it's ve'esvohe v'sufa. It's actually a machlokes which is the source of tremendous connection. And how did Reb Chaim Volozhiner say? Zechayna levracha. Have a misavek ba'afar agleim shel tamidei chachamim. Wrestle with them, but always with the humility and the understanding that you are the dust under their feet. that is never really a simple task, because a person, his ani just comes along for the ride when he's fighting for his ideas. The ani comes along for the ride. And to push the ani down while the ride is going on, you have to have a lot of hands for that. You're holding the reins of the horse and you have to push the ani down, it's not so pushit. But that's what's required. Ba'avak ragleim shel tamid chacham. But that tremendous tour de force, that feat, that sleight of hand, that is something that is inherent to Torah for one reason only. Because the Torah is expansive, and the idea of my creativity, my understanding, is critical to Torah. So that's what the Goyen says right at the beginning. Nitzar mitzvah savicha kvar kasavti, sham mitzvahs einon ela bizmanon, ukeshebol yodoi. It's only at a certain time, and when it comes, l'kach oimer nitzar ad azman, or ad kasher yovoi liyodcha. Val titosh Torah simecha, when you speak about learning Torah, so tamid afilu rega echad, ke Torah tzarech lilmai tamid b'chol eisu b'chol shah. Besides the fact that Torah is able to expand, and it's your Torah b'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, the Torah, and I think for exactly the same reason, can never be bound to time and place. The Torah is a constant because it's kihem chayenu v'aruch yameinu, uvahem ne'ege yoimam v'loila. That's it. Kihem chayenu v'aruch yameinu, uvahem ne'ege yoimam v'loila. That which is a part of me becomes my life breath, and you can't stop breathing even for a second. Mitzvahs are structures that are essentially given to me from the outside, and I enter into the structure of mitzvahs, which are fixed and finite. They have their place and their zman. It's the same thing. You can learn Masechah Sukkah every day of the year, but you cannot go into the sukkah in the summertime and be mekayim a mitzvah. Once the zman is over, there's already a Baal Tosif issue, even for one day. And the same thing is true of all of these mitzvahs where I would like to invest myself, as I said before. The whole Isur of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra, don't refashion the mitzvah. But when it comes to learning Torah, we are invited to put ourselves into the picture. So that's why it's B'chol Rega. It's Mamish Toli Zeh Bazeh. Because Torah is the life force, and mitzvahs are structures. So the Goyen says, V'omar, Eitzel mitzvah savicha ve'etzel Torah simecha. Right? Does it say Avicha nive and imecha? Ki av ve'em heim chochma ubina. Va'atipa ba'aba hu benistar v'nelam. U'kishaboli imoy mitzdayeres sham. Kein ha'chochma ne'alemes me'en kol choy. Shehi b'machshava u'bebina hi mitzdayeres. Chochma in bina, in this particular construction that the Goyen is referring to, is the inherent capacity that the Zera has when it attaches itself to the wife, to the mother who has the baby. All of a sudden, you see the product of the Zera. You see the potential of the Zera, of the Av, coming into its functional reality. It is not only potential now, it is the thing itself. And that's what he's talking about, that Chochma is Ne'alemes and needs to become connected to Bina, and then you have the Hizgalus. V'sham hu begolu yoiser. Then he says, Shoyresh ham. Now, interesting. The Goyen just did something. He said, why is it Abba and why is it Ima? But now he needs to do something else, because we just spoke about Nitzor Mitzvahs. And then it says Torah Simecha. So we're talking about Mitzvah Savicha and Torah Simecha. But if Avicha is the potential and Imecha is the Hizgalus, should both be by Torah? No. So what is it about mitzvahs that has to do with Ha'alama, with being hidden, and needs to be revealed through the Torah? Because that's what he's saying. That Chochma, it becomes transparent through Bina. You become aware of its reality through Bina. Zakto Shoyrish HaMitzvahs Hein B'Chochma B'Soyd Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvahsav V'Toyra Hi B'Bina B'Soyd Hashem B'Chochma Yosar Eretz Koinein Shomayim B'Sivuna. Ubin tovin shebetayra mechadshin tamid chidushim, avol hamitzus hem kvuim ve'einan mischadshim klal. So he says, v'lochein kol dava ba'aretz ubenelam. You'll notice that the pasuk that he speaks about is Hashem b'chochma yosad eretz. In the eretz, everything is hidden. When you look at the world, you do not see the Ribbono Shel'olam's signature. Avol b'shamayim heim niglim yoser. In the higher, elevated reaches of the spheres, the closer you are, the more there's a sense of the presence of Hashem in the Hizgalus mamish. V'chein odom harishayin hoyo yoidea ba'aretz machmas shehoyo yoidea shoroshan b'shamayim. Mitzvahs hein min ha'aretz, k'may sukkah v'lulav. It's very interesting. He picks mitzvahs that are physically min ha'aretz. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are not necessarily min ha'aretz. But what he means to say here again is this. Torah has an abstraction. It's very interesting. We learned Seder Zroim. I remember Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha was talking about the change that took place when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. In modern times, he says, when there was an explosion of an interest in Zroim, Chazon Ish, when Zroim, I mean, it was real. There was a farm. There was a mitzvah hatluyas ba'aretz. There was a hafrashas truma. He says, when they learned Zroim in Chaslavich, it was like learning about Mars. The connectivity, when it is, in fact, lemaisa, is the mitzvah of the thing. But when you are learning, you don't have to be connected to the mitzvah of the thing. Because learning, by definition, is shamayindik. And memela, it transcends its own reality in terms of its practical function. So we can speak about tefillin even if we don't have a pair of tefillin. And we can learn all of the pitchifkis of how to be zayreya, not to have kilayim, even if we don't have a farm. In fact, fascinating is the statement of Reb Chaim Brisker. It's not a joke. It's an unbelievable yesod in Limud HaTorah. Reb Chaim Brisker was not the Dayan of Brisk. The Dayan of Brisk was Reb Simcha Zelig Rieger. Reb Simcha Zelig was a goyin, and his job was to paskin shilas. He was the Dayan. He had the responsibility of looking at the chicken and telling you, well, it happened to be that Reb Simcha Zelig was not there, and a woman came with a shayla about a pupik. She wanted to know what's the story. Maybe she found something there. Ich weiß nicht. So she came to the Rav, to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim ran into the kitchen, they say, and he asked the Bnei Habayis, this thing that she's showing me, what do you call it in the Lashon HaGemara? So they said, that's the kurkavan. Oh, he said, das it the helike kurkavan. And then he passed in the shayla. What is the helike kurkavan? A kurkavan is a piece of meat. And it's not particularly appealing or enticing. And a person doesn't associate a kurkavan with any level of kedusha at all. At the very best, in the hands of culinary experts, of great chefs, maybe it could be made into a delicacy. And that's about it. It's about as oilam hazedik as you can get. But in the abstraction called kurkavan in the Gemara, and the tilei tilim shel halachis, and the shakla v'tarya, and the rishonim, and the achronim, and the poiskim, suddenly the kurkavan becomes as much an expression of the Dvar Hashem as any lofty thought and any sophisticated notion. And you can talk about the Kurkavan and its halachas. And you can talk about Kriya Shema and its halachas. And it's the same. The Helike, the holy Kurkavan. Such an important yesod. It's such an incredibly important yesod. That Torah is Bashamayim. Torah takes the earth of mitzvahs and it turns it into Shamayim. And that's what he says. Adam Arishon knew how to see the earth in those Shamayim perspectives. Shehu yodea sharoshan b'shamayim u'mitzvahis hein min ha'aretz v'sukah v'lulav v'toyruhu min ha'shamayim V'lochein omar, mitzvah savicha b'toris imecha, v'oid nitzar mitzvah savicha, sabev oisecha b'mitzvah shu'or makif, v'altitosh toris imecha, hu'or penimi. Now he's talking in different terms, but making the same point. There's an inner light, and there's an outer light. The inner light is the essential light. The or makif is that which hovers and surrounds the essence, but it's not the essence. Torah is an or pnimi. Mitzvahs are an or makif. V'hainu shenasam lanu Hashem dalid mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us four mitzvahs. Tfilin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. V'hain saviv ha'adam. Moshe amu b'gemara, chavivim Yisrael shesibivam b'mitzvahs. Tfilin b'rasheyem and b'zorasayim. Tfilin is two, because there's a tfilin shel yad, b'zorasayim, the tfilin shel rosh, b'rasheyem. That's already two. And mezuzah b'pischeyem, and tzitzis b'vidayim. So you have a total of four. V'aleyem amar David, sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha. And that's what David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha. How do you get, Rashi says, in that Gemara, in Menachos, how do you get seven? Because you have four in the tzitzis. So you have a total of seven. Because there are four kamfos. So it says a person has and here the Goyen quotes a Zohar. Person gets up in the morning. This ativ beitufa the mitzvah. For Osila Foka Mitara, he's put on tefillin, and he's misatif in the tzitzis, and he's about to go out of the door where Tara de Besa, where there is the mezuzah. Dalid Malochim Kadishin Mizdavgun Bey, four Malochim attach themselves as his entourage when he's going out of the house. V'nafkin Imei Mitari de Besa. And they go out with him from the door of his house. And by the way, I just want to tell you something. It's not that we have the ability to just snap our fingers and go back to this time, to this moment. History has a way of marching, and we have to march with that koyach of history, whether we like it or not. It's not pshat that all of a sudden I should give a patch on the shtender and say, Rabbeisai, from now on, we want to have all these malochim. Not only are we going to have a mezuzah in the door, not only going to wear tzitzis in our begodim, but we are going to wear tefillin all day. But you have to know that whenever you can't do something, for whatever reason, so we don't have the capacity of the proper shmira, whatever, we have no idea what we are missing. It's very possible that in our time, if a person would wear tefillin all day, he would be the same yokel, with the same cell phone, and with the same texting, with the same nonsense and narishkeiten, and the same preoccupations with every shtus and hevel. Could be. And maybe that's exactly why it would be a much greater travesty, it would be much greater pegima. It would be much greater pageya and the kvod shamayim that's supposed to be misrabe. And not always, you know, you can only be protected if you want to be protected. There's a very unique kind of malach over here. You know, he measures where you are, and that's how much protection he's going to provide. So we don't have that film, but we have to imagine what it would be like if we were roy to these malachim, and we would have these four gvaldike guards protecting us wherever we go, as the Zohar describes. And that's what the Goyen says, v'inyon sheba'adam heim dalet dvarim, guf u'levush v'dira, v'revi yishu ha'nefesh.